This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, the hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Groves was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Nurses at Madison's Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital are on strike. Nearly 1,000 nurses began their strike Tuesday morning. Nurses represented by SEIU issued a formal 10-day strike notice to the hospital earlier this month. Key issues during negotiations include workplace safety, pay increases, and staffing. The Memorial Day weekend fatality count in Wisconsin roads now stands at 9. In Lincoln County, a 22-year-old woman is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle for a single-vehicle crash early Sunday morning, which killed a 26-year-old woman passenger. And you have until Saturday to apply for a chance at a 2025 elk hunting license. The state's expanding elk population has led to annual hunts in the Clam Lake Elk Range since 2018 and in the Black Ridge Elk Range since 2024. Purchase your elk license applications through the Go Wild webpage or in person at licensed agents across the state.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grantry at 6:05 with 38 Special on Max FM.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:13 on Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 60. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue into the early evening and then turning mostly cloudy with a low of 50. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 71. Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, sunny with a high of 79. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, sunny, a high of 75. Sunday looks to be sunny and beautiful with a high of 78. Currently 52 degrees outside the Max FM studios. And as I'm looking out here, yes, the rain is falling, so it is a little bit cloudy out here. Street lights are still on. Not a whole lot of activity yet, but I know the farmer's market will be setting up soon. So, you know, today's a big day.
Not even kidding you. One of my favorite days of the year. And I wish the weather was a little bit nicer, but you know, I'll find a way to make this happen. It is Burger Day today. Yes, it is. It's National Burger Day. And now it's the unofficial beginning of summer for those burgers to get on the grill. So, you know, we have a little bit of a song this morning to celebrate getting those burgers on the grill for Burger Day and the unofficial start to summer right here.
Burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill. I've really had my fill of burgers on the grill. When the relatives go home, I'm stuck with chicken bones and burgers on the grill. There's a steak tip on the coals. It fell down through the holes, and now it's caught on fire. Smells like a funeral pyre. I was trying to get it back, but it's turning pretty black. Steak tip on the coals. Yeah. Wiener on the foil. The skin begins to boil. I dropped it in the soil. I thought that it was spoiled, so I washed it with a hose and fed it to Aunt Rose. Wiener on the foil. Yeah. Burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill.
Yes, it is the unofficial beginning to summer. It's National Burger Day. They will have a lot of fun with that today. That was Burgers on the Grill. And, you know, I had to laugh because I listened to the song a couple of times this morning, and I did not catch the one where they dropped the hot dog and then hosed it off and then gave it to Aunt Rose. That was priceless. So, yes, apparently, you know, things do fall on the ground. There is more than a 10-second rule concern there when you start dropping stuff on the driveway, the grass, whatever. Throwing it back on the grill, no, that's not going to happen. But I can relate. You know, you have the burger slide through the grate a little bit, and that's all over with. And so, yeah, looking forward to getting a good burger today. Plenty of places in the area to get fantastic burgers. So we'll be asking this throughout the morning. Where's your favorite place to get a burger? Text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. You can also text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text, or our new feature, you can leave a voice memo so you can record what your favorite burger place is and what your favorite burger is. Text and let me know. Coming up, we'll have sports and the Thompson Twins on Max FM.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. We're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Stay.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:27 on Wednesday morning. Yes, halfway through the work week, and Farmers Market will be setting up in downtown Baraboo this morning, so stop on down. They're out there, rain or shine, starting at 8 o'clock this morning. I looked on the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Looks like we'll see some vegetables down there, some syrup, asparagus, and some bread. So stop on down 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Courthouse Square right here in front of the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak, right on Oak Street. And they'll be back again on Saturday if you do not get an opportunity to stop on by today. A guy from Oregon named Oliver Widger quit his job. He decided he was going to sail around the world with his cat. He got diagnosed with a rare bone disorder, so he cashed in his 401k and decided to go see the world. The cosmetics brand ELF sent a plane out and dropped a care package in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And check out Oliver discovering the package.
I've got a plane following me.
He's got his door open.
Oh, they dropped something.
So it turns out that drop was from Elf Cosmetics. So they're the ones who sent me the Pringles. I didn't really know it was actually from Elf. They dropped off all this stuff, some cosmetics, face cream, and sunscreen. So I am pretty burnt. So I appreciate that, you guys.
So yes, Oliver quit his job after being diagnosed with a rare bone disorder, cashed in his 401k, and is going to sail around the world with his cat. And so he got a care package, and that was dropped to him over the Pacific Ocean. Kind of a neat thing. That was really cool that they did that. And, you know, I get it. You want to get around and see the world, and he's doing with his cat. What a better way to do it. I wonder what the cat thinks of all that, though. That's my question at the moment. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pete's Ranch and Baraboo, and a look at weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-In, Drive-In Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
At the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we've been part of your community for generations, helping families and businesses achieve their goals. This is Brett Schwartzer. From small beginnings to big milestones, we're here to provide trusted financial solutions for every chapter of your life. Stop in at any of our locations and let us help you build towards your financial goals.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells, member FDIC.
This year's Big Top Parade in downtown Baraboo will be a star-spangled celebration. Join us on Flag Day, Saturday, June 14th. The parade steps off at 11 a.m., featuring Circus World wagons, marching bands, clowns, and community floats. The Ringling Brothers Bell Wagon will return to the downtown Baraboo streets for the first time in decades. Come early for food and pre-parade entertainment by the UW Alumni Band and the Wild Rumpus Circus. For more information, visit BigTopParade.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
You said you'd meet.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:37 on a rainy Wednesday morning. We hope you're having a great day so far. Here is Whitesnake. Is This Love on Max FM?
I should have known better than to let you go alone. It's times like these can make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you again. I finally spent my time.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. Well, I also have Stout in the studio with me today. He is supervising this morning. Yes, it's sometimes good to have a supervisor in studio, and he's keeping me a little bit of company. He's sitting in the chair behind me hanging out today. He's got a haircut a little bit later, so he gets to come to work with me today and just maybe keep me out of a little bit of trouble. We'll see. You never know. Sometimes that's a two-way street. We sometimes have a tendency to get each other in trouble as well. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast today. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. We're looking at a high near 60 today. We could see about a quarter inch of rain today. Tonight, a shower and thunderstorm chances continue into the evening, then gradually turning cloudy with a low of 50. Thursday, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 71. On Friday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, sunny with a high of 79. On Saturday, a very slight chance of afternoon showers, sunny, a high of 75. Sunday, warming up, sunny with a high of 78, taking a peek into next week. We're looking at highs into the 80s next week, starting on Monday. So going to warm up starting on Monday. Currently,
It is 53 degrees outside the Max FM studios, and a light rain is falling as well. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. And again, Farmers Market starts at 8 a.m. right here in front of the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak on Oak Street. That goes until 12:30 p.m. today. We learned some sad news over the Memorial Day weekend. Guitarist Rick Derringer died Monday at the age of 77. And to say this guy did about everything in his career would be an understatement. As a member of the McCoys, Derringer had a number one hit in 1965 with Hang On Sloopy. And then in 1973, he had a solo hit with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. So yes, here's a little tidbit of that. Now, over the years, Rick Derringer again passed away on Monday at the age of 77. Over the years, he did a session with Steely Dan, Todd Rundgren of Kiss, and Barbra Streisand, just to name a few. He also produced for Cyndi Lauper and played the solo on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Now, Rick won a Grammy for producing Weird Al's Yankovic's debut album, Eat It, and played the guitar solo on the title track. He went on to produce Weird Al's first six albums. In 1985, he produced a wrestling album for WWE, which was the WWF at the time. He also wrote and performed in the track Real American, and Hulk Hogan uses that as theme song to this day. So yes, we sadly learned that Rick Derringer, legendary guitarist, died Monday at the age of 77. So our thoughts are with his family as well. And I'm pretty sure Kevin will play some of those hits on Saturdays at the 60s and 70s this Saturday between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Coming up, we're going to have more great music with Steve Winwood on Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Violet Sage Wellness and Gifts. Connect with spirit through a reading, enjoy a foot detox with massage or a Reiki session, or choose gifts and spiritual items such as candles, cleansing sprays, sage, crystals, and more. Ask about their weekly forecasts, phone readings, and home parties. The Violet Sage, gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Have you experienced one of Wisconsin Dells' original attractions that has been a best-kept secret for over 70 years? Well, now you can. On Saturday, May 31st, you'll be able to ride the Riverside and Great Northern Railway absolutely free. This event is for anyone who lives within 30 minutes of Wisconsin Dells. The first train departs at 10 a.m., so make sure to get there early. Don't miss the Riverside and Great Northern Railway free day, Saturday, May 31st. Summer restrictions apply. Visit DellsTrain.com for more.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:51 on Wednesday morning. Hope everyone's enjoying their day so far. Hey, halfway through the work week, Emily's going to be joining us at 7:10. The shenanigans will continue on National Burger Day. Let me know what your favorite burger is and burger place. 608-355-9970. Queen on Max FM.
Let's go! Walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. I am a, I'm satisfied. How long can you stand the heat? Out of the dumb and a bullet to the reason. To the time of the beat. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Hey!
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:54 on your Wednesday morning. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our state news, national news, and weather right around 7 o'clock this morning. Again, we're so happy you're joining us. Don't forget Farmers Market starting at 8 a.m. this morning on the Courthouse Square right here in front of our building on Oak Street. Stop on down, three doors down on Max FM.
There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There's secrets in this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness there's a light that I can't find. It's too far away, or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, rob me when I'm wrong. Everything in me wants to be the one you wanted me to be.
an x-ray, cannot see under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting this, but part
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Rose was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Nurses at Madison's Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital are on strike. Nearly 1,000 nurses began their strike Tuesday morning. Nurses represented by SEIU issued a formal 10-day strike notice to the hospital earlier this month. Key issues during negotiations include workplace safety, pay increases, and staffing. The Memorial Day weekend fatality count in Wisconsin roads now stands at 9. In Lincoln County, a 22-year-old woman is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle for a single-vehicle crash early Sunday morning, which killed a 26-year-old woman passenger. And you have until Saturday to apply for a chance at a 2025 elk hunting license. The state's expanding elk